last week, Pittsfield, Massachusetts, named former city engineer Ricardo Morales its new commissioner of public services and utilities. Morales was hired by the city in 2018 after a career in the private sector, working in construction and in education and civil engineering. Mayor Linda Tyer says overseeing the multi-million dollar upgrade of the city's wastewater treatment plant and carrying out the redesign of Tyler Street would be among Morales' top priorities. Morales sat down with WAMC to talk about his vision for the department, as well as the status of projects like the wastewater treatment plant.
We just have to keep going with that project, marching through the construction phase. We're moving into the tertiary building facility from the foundation into the next part of the actual building structure. That's what we're focusing on right now.
Another project the mayor brought to my attention was the streetscape project in the Tyler Street neighborhood of Pittsfield. Tell me about that project. Where is it at right now?
We are in the process of reaching out to the community, the business groups and stakeholders, and the immediate step after that is the design phase to move along with the streetscape for Tyler Street.
Obviously, it's one of Pittsfield's larger neighborhoods, and there's a lot of questions about what it's going to look like. Do you have any sense of what the streetscape project is going to yield for the residents of that neighborhood?
The project encompasses sidewalk to sidewalk versus just a road. Call it facade to facade makeover. We're going to be looking at pedestrian amenities. We're going to be looking at curb bump outs, increased safety at the intersections, green spaces, expanded sidewalks, bike lanes, and that sort of work.
Is it going to resemble in any way the work that went into North Street and its reimagining?
A few of the features that we have on North Street will be carried over to Tyler Street. The usage is different. The way people interact with that corridor is different than the way we see here in North Street. So we have to look at it from that perspective, knowing that we're coming at it from knowing what we did on North Street, but then applying to a different landscape and looking at how to improve, you know, lessons learned from the streetscape on North Street. We're going to be having those discussions as well during the design phase. What has worked? What didn't work? How can we improve things so that we have a better end product?
Looking beyond those two big projects, what else is on your docket stepping into the role of commissioner?
Well, we have a lot of infrastructure projects coming in, bridge work, culverts, culvert replacement in the Churchill Brook, and that includes the Dan Casey Memorial Drive Bridge is being designed now, and we are planning to have that project started late in the summer. That also has to be coordinated with other bridge projects we have in that neighborhood or vicinity. The Pex Road Bridge by Onoda Street, that's another one that it's down to one lane now. We're working on the design to replace that bridge. And then the culvert, which we received some state funding to replace that culvert on Churchill Street for Churchill Brook. All of those three projects have to be worked and coordinated, orchestrated to see how we can provide the right means of transportation within each of them while they're being replaced. On the utility side, we have many projects on the streets replacing or upgrading sewers, sewer line, and stormwater lines. Those are all always keeping us busy. There's plenty of that type of project. And then on the street side, we're going into another approximately 9 miles of road replacement in 2020. Road reconstruction, I should say. I'll be reporting to the city council which roads those will be soon. And we're also on our first year of implementation of the Complete Streets projects, which in this case it includes about 10 projects. All across the city, which would just improve the safety and experience for pedestrians, bicyclists, and other non-motorized users of the right-of-way.
A common source of criticism towards the city comes towards your department when it comes to snow and ice removal and things of that nature. You know, there's a lot of conversation about budgeting for that last year. I'm interested, going into this winter season, now that we're really in the heart of it, how are you preparing to deal with those issues? You know, is the budgeting process something that you're, you know, you feel like you're confident, prepared about? When people bring their concerns about that to you, you know, what kind of message do you have for city residents?
Well, starting with every winter is different, so it's very difficult to budget the correct way. Along with the winter expenditure line items are the only line items that can be overspend. We have to understand the limitations we have when it comes to budget for something like that. But at the same time, when we're in the middle of it, we have to make sure that we have the controls in place to make sure no one is taking advantage of the way we manage our materials, our time. And with that, I mean using contractors to cover every corner of the city. We have 200 plus miles of roads that we have to take care of, by far the largest in the county. And we have to make sure that every contractor we use, which at any given moment it could be on a storm, it could be from 35 to 50 contractors to assist with the removal, making sure that they're doing the work for the city and not doing anything else out there. And we have measures in place to control that, as well as the materials that we spend, like the salt or sand, and having the controls in place to disperse that material, making sure that the machines, the equipment are operating properly and are not overly throwing more than the required amount, and making sure that we have an account of every load that we put in equipment that goes into the streets.
So as you step into this new role, where do you see the department growing under your leadership? Are there any areas you want to see changes made?
Immediately, I'm not so hot on any major changes, but I can see I have ideas of where the department should go. And I think one of them is creating an accessible city and helping drive that notion that we have to connect people from where they are to where they want to go. And the department, although it's public services and utilities, and that's not much to say about utilities, but on the services side and transportation, that's where I would like to improve the department going forward.
So do you want to expand on that a little bit? When you say accessible, like, what does that mean?
Creating connections that are useful for people that don't have necessarily car to move. And we know in the city, that's a major part of the population. That's where I would focus some of the efforts from the department into that, creating a more accessible city.